Hey guys, welcome. Here we are once again with the Ted Nostrum Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Another day, more stories, more news, more ways to stay strong and healthy. Hope you guys are having a great one. Make sure you're getting updates on the website for the Brewer Show and Team Health Masters. I tell you this all the time, and I encourage you to make sure you're taking advantage of this. It's free, guys. I can't make it any easier. You sign up for it, and you get free emails with discounts and coupons and specials and the show sent to you every single day. It doesn't get any better than that. You don't have to do anything else. Just sign up for it. And no, I don't harvest names. I don't sell information. I don't give data out, period. I hate companies that do that. So we try to keep it as clean as possible and give you guys updates. And also, this is the first, guys. I'm sending an email out on it right now.
You better not do it.
I have to do this. I have to do this.
Okay.
I have to. I got the inventory.
Start giving us away stuff for free.
I'm not giving away for free, just kind of. So we had about 140 cans of HGH Stimulate come in. And basically what happened with HGH Stimulate is it got dented. They hyper-sealed it in some of the cans. And when they did that, it went in and had some of these issues with it. And so it was dented in on the side. The problem with it being dented in on the side is I can't sell it for retail. I got to go in and make sure it's discounted heavily. So I went ahead and did a 35% off on the HGH Stimulate. But it's very, very limited. I got about 140, 150 cans left on it. You got to use a coupon code, though, so I can manage the inventory. Go in there and look at it. Give me a camera four, Rich. When you add it to your cart, you can add it to your cart right here. You got a photo of it. Here's one of them right here. It's got my big head dented in on the side.
Okay, see, now what it is, it's not a dent because they're plastic. It's
correct.
The vacuum seal, when they sealed the product, pulled the can in a little
correct.
Bit.
Correct. Now, there's nothing wrong with the seal.
No,
there's nothing wrong with the
top.
Well,
if the seal was not intact, it wouldn't be doing this.
Correct. This just shows you sealed up. The lids aren't cracked. There's nothing wrong with them. They just have a big fat dent where my head is. So I
where your
deformed.
Head is?
It's all deformed.
You do
now.
Look kind of twisted up.
I'm pretty
bit.
Twisted in that.
You must have too many purple sticks.
Many purple sticks. Well, my loss is your gain on it. Add it to your cart, and you go in and add it in. Look, see here, and check out. I can't make it any easier. You guys just, I mean.
How many can they order?
One at a time. One for customer. One for a family.
One for an email.
One for a whole household. That's it.
We don't have that many of them. They're going to sell out today anyway.
Scratch. Put in the coupon code SCRATCH. Apply.
How do you spell SCRATCH?
SCRATCH.
One more time? Because you guys are going to miss the scratch then.
Well, it's on the website, too.
Oh, okay.
So it got the discount on here. It goes from, you know, $89.99 to
SCRATCH.
ATCH.
I'd have to look that one up.
Did you?
I would, yeah.
Well, I got it right here on the listing, too. Use the promo code SCRATCH.
Oh, there you okay.
I got it there, sense. And I got it here,
so they,
SCRATCH.
So they can cut and paste and put it
they
in. Oh, scratch
it.
Dent.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a real scratch or dent seal. It's a vacuum packing sealed dent.
That sounds weird, though.
It does.
That sounds weird. I can't tell. Hey, guys, we're having a vacuum packing sealed sale today. Everybody's going to be like, what the heck is this? So, again, take advantage of that. It's not going to last long. You guys know when we put stuff on big sale and we got to move it. It's brand new, sealed up, perfect, ready to go. The nitric oxide formula, this is an incredible supplement that really helps out with cardiovascular health. One of the big articles that I covered here last month said nitric oxide, the single most important factor affecting cardiovascular health. And it goes into detail here on how nitric oxide signals molecules in your body and is involved in virtually every organ system. Lack of NO production can lead to high blood pressure, sexual dysfunction, and chronic inflammatory vascular disease leading to heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure. Nitric oxide is extremely crucial, especially as you get older, because your body starts making less and less of it. Dr. Caldwell Assett, director of Cleveland's Clinic Heart Disease, described NO as the single most important factor affecting cardiovascular health, stressing that NO's most important function is vasodilation. It means it relaxes and widens the blood vessels, enabling your blood to move freely, delivering oxygen and nutrients to your whole body more efficiently. It also reduces the stickiness, listen to me on this, guys, with cholesterol, reduces the stickiness of LDL and other elements in your blood that lead to plaque buildup in arteries. So if you're having an issue with your cholesterol and your LDL is a little elevated more than it should, nitric oxide reduces that LDL plaque buildup as well.
It was a few years ago, it was Molecule of the Year.
Oh, yeah. Got Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says different things that can affect it on here, especially if your gut microbes bad, your diet's bad, you start having buildup, you guys start having high blood pressure, and you're not getting proper nitric oxide. It says increased blood pressure, chronic inflammatory disease, dysfunctional arteries, erectile dysfunction, other types of dysfunction. And so, again, it's one of those things. Make sure you're staying on top of it. Great formula. And again, my loss is your gain on my dented head on those cans. So,
by the way, yeah, I do have a disclaimer here.
What is that? What did I do now?
No, it's not with you. It's about this product.
Okay.
Okay. It really is kind of like a natural Viagra.
Oh, we love that.
So
it doesn't make you go blind.
But it doesn't go. It doesn't cause optic nerve degradation. Or audio nerve degradation.
Yeah.
So if you're going to take this product and you're a dude, you better talk to your wife. Because it's going to, you know, if she tells you no, you better think about it. Because it's going to be frustrating for you. Because it does that a lot.
It will pump you up in the gym, too.
It pump you up in the gym, too. Because remember, it's a vasodilator. And so just a disclaimer on that. So if your wife really, you know, doesn't want you to do something like that, you might want to discuss it with her.
If your wife doesn't want you to do something like that, you need to find it.
Whoa, you can't say that.
You need to make sure you're taking your proper supplements.
Oh, you caught yourself, didn't you?
I'm on too many purple sticks.
Well,
this morning.
No, let's stop.
Leave me alone.
Let me stop for 1 second. I'm going to say something. This is important. You know, gosh, how do we get onto this topic?
I just scratch and dent sale. And then it's escalated.
Okay, first, let me explain something to ladies and men. This is important. Some of the studies now seem to indicate if a man doesn't have relations with his wife on an ongoing basis past the age of 40, it massively increases the risks of prostate cancer. Just thought I'd say that. So, ladies, cut your guys some slack with the HGH Stimulate. You know, just you got to keep them healthy. And just, you know, just this is really, really important. By the way, this is something that I don't really know what to say about. This guy's wife, basically, she does her own little podcast, called Charlie Kirk a Nazi.
This is a bold statement.
Well, I mean, you know, that was
an interesting segue. Where'd we go from that?
Over the weekend, right-wing influencers, most notably the Scarlet Woman, a podcaster and social media manager for the conservative group, basically for a mom's group, began to circulate Facebook posts written by this person's wife that referred to Charlie Kirk as a Nazi. Now, why would they do that if he was pro-Israel and he basically was now being called a Nazi? Well, because what happened is he was extremely hardcore Zionist for years. He started hanging out with Candace Owens and a few other folks. And then he started realizing that the Gaza massacre, Gaza genocide, wasn't okay. And he started talking against what was going on. Therefore, now he was talking against Israel. Therefore, he had to be a Nazi. What kind of weird logic is that?
Well, they always got to bring the Nazis into it. That's long ago, man. We're talking, 80 plus years ago now? It always seems to bring that topic up.
I got a funny story.
You always have a funny story.
Yeah, my stories, a lot of them are the same now because I've told you guys all this. Well, not all of them.
Well, that's who you know somebody's not full of BS is when the stories never change.
You know, we're up at a few years ago. This is funny. We were going to Europe. I haven't told you this in detail. And with Harrison, this is probably about 7-8 years ago now. You know, he was a teenager, and he had insisted that he kept his passport himself now because, you know, I think he was 18. I said, okay. Well, so I'm going to bust his chops on this one. And he
wrote a good article, though. Don't give him too much.
Brilliant man. it's so funny. So we're scheduled to fly out the next day to go to Europe, and we're going to do France. And I want to take him to the beaches of Normandy and all that.
So he hadn't left the U.S. yet?
No, we were still here.
Okay.
And we were luckily, by the grace of God, we were flying, you know, on points, and we were basically staying in hotels at points. And so we basically, the night before we leave, first thing in the morning, he comes in and says, my passport's expired.
The day before. That trip's done. Not that fast.
So now Sharon and I, we could have basically said, okay, we're going to go without you. But we'd already been and done that same tour already. And so I thought, okay, well, it's no big deal. We'll call American Airlines, have our points reinstated, and cancel all of these hotels. And we did. So then he said, what would you like to do in the United States? He said, well, I'd like to go to Washington, D.C. And I said, great, let's go to Washington, D.C. So we got a plane ticket for D.C. like the next day, and we flew up there. Now, when we get up there, we show up right in the middle of an Antifa rally against the neo-Nazis. I'm not joking about any of this, okay?
This is why you got to check what's happening in your local areas when you're traveling.
And I'm like, great, we're at a neo-Nazi rally. This is perfect. I mean, how did I get into this situation? So there's about 5,000 people there. From Washington, D.C., it was actually relatively a small rally. And the Capitol Police were all over the place with their guns and being, you know, all ornery as they always are. And so I'm sitting here.
They are angry.
And I said, well, I want to go see these Nazis. My gosh, they got to be older than dirt. I said, they got to be 90.
Wheelchairs?
No, probably on a stretcher.
Yeah.
You know, with an IV in them, you know.
I'd be at least 100.
Close. Yeah. 80, 90, 100. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, I'm talking to these people, and it's so funny. It's the weirdest group. All of a sudden, there I see them. I see the Nazis. And they're walking down the road in D.C. And they're wearing helmets, man. They got jack boots on. They got steel pipes and leather gloves.
In D.C.
In D.C. And there's about 100 of them. And they're marching in lockstep right down the straight by the road. And they're banging their hand with their steel pipe, you know, screaming, blah, 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 whatever they were screaming, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's the Nazis. And they looked at – and I looked at the guy standing beside me. He goes, those aren't the Nazis. Those are the good guys. I said, those are the good guys? My God, the Nazis have to be unbelievable. I said, these are, you know, that's Antifa. They're the anti-fascist.
Oh, it's Antifa.
Anti-fascist group. And I've said, this is awful. These are the good guys. They don't seem like they're good guys. Why are they wearing black masks?
You know, why? That's always been a question.
No, listen. So we're sitting there. So Sharon and I are watching them. And everybody's like terrified. Everybody's, oh, my God. Because everybody's thinking
they're ski mask and pipes.
No, yeah, it was unbelievable. I'm surprised they weren't slinging guns, you know, but they weren't.
Not in D.C.
Was it all of a sudden I look around and everybody's cheering them. You know, they're applauding for them. And then all of a sudden I look over to the right and there's this woman wearing a vagina hat.
You stepped into it on that trip, bro.
And I'm like, Sharon, this ain't Kansas anymore. What the heck are we in here?
D.C. will bring them.
Well, no. And then all of a sudden these crazy people running around. I mean, they're weird. They're weirdos. I mean, it was frightening. It was just awful. They were worse than the doggone guys walking on the street. And so finally I asked the guy that I've been talking to who seemed to think that I was totally lost and didn't belong there. And I said to him, well, where are the neo-Nazis? Where are the Nazis? And he goes, well, they're rallying on the other side. Well, how many are there? I think four showed up. I said, you got four Nazis. I said, God, are they in wheelchairs? They got to be old as dirt. And he goes, well, no, it's not the wheelchairs, it's the neo-Nazis. I said, what the heck's a neo-Nazi? Well, you know, that's Latin for new, the new Nazis. I said, oh, we got new Nazis. And I said, why can't we hear what they got to say? I'm kind of curious now. I'm watching these boys beat their hands with steel pipes. I kind of want to know what the other guys are saying. I mean, we're here for this.
Yeah.
We're here for this grand circus show here in D.C., right? And it was funny because then I it was so funny. And so he goes, well, you can't get to them. He said, the FBI's got them cordoned off. You can't hear what they've got to say.
No, it sounds like the FBI.
They're protecting them. I said, okay, so they're protecting the neo-Nazis, but we get to watch the Antifa walk by with steel pipes. This is odd. So we couldn't literally get within 1,000 feet of the neo-Nazis. And I was really curious as to what they look like. Because I figured they'd be dusting off Goebbels or something and bringing some Nazi out of the casket.
Uniforms.
Yeah, pretty much. And so that night, we go back to the hotel. And I think to myself, this is crazy. I'd much rather have been on the west coast of France right now dealing with this crazy nonsense. Yes. I said, thanks for this, Harrison. And so we're sitting there. So we go. Then the TV comes on, and they're going to then and they play the entire speech of the neo-Nazi, which was about 20 minutes long. And I thought, okay, I want to see what this neo-Nazi's got to say. And he goes, you know, and he shows up. And here he guy shows up. No tattoos. None. He's dressed in a three-piece suit with a tie. Hair's cut perfect. Well, he kind of looks like you. He kind of like, you know,
he's got some nice suits.
Yeah. And he's sitting and he's talking. He's probably in his, you know, mid-30s, kind of like you, you know. And I'm sitting there going, all right, so this is the neo-Nazi. What's he got to say? And he goes, it's very important that we understand that we have to have a sound financial system of the United States. And it's very important that we have to realize that we have to control our borders. I thought, okay. And he goes, you know, the currency of the United States is the reserve currency of the world. He starts talking. And I'm listening to him. I said, okay, I'm going to get you in a minute. I'm going to find something I don't agree with. And then he starts talking about God and the church and, you know, and Jesus. And I'm like, okay, this guy's not wearing a vagina hat. He's got a three-piece suit on. I mean, this is okay.
Ridiculous.
No,
it was ridiculous.
No, the whole thing was ridiculous. But they really were. They had those hats on. And so finally I thought, and so then he was done. And I looked at Sharon, and Sharon looked at me, and I said, why did I agree with everything he said? And she goes, I don't know, I did too. And I thought, this is messed up. I said, now, we couldn't listen to him today, but we got to watch the Antifa boys walk down the street. If you watch the movie Dr. Zhivago, and it was talking about what was going on in Russia during the Russian Revolution, great movie, by the way, it's a classic. They basically talk about Antifa in that movie. Pay attention to it. and about how they were the anti-fascists because they were going against what Hitler stood for and all the rest of this stuff. And I'm not a big advocate of Hitler. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of Hitler whatsoever. But the point is, you know, when people are talking about being careful with borders and sound currency and fiscal policy, it kind of gets my attention because it kind of sounds like, you know, make America great again. It kind of sounds like patriotism. It kind of sounds like, and I guess that's why they say that Trump's a Nazi, Austin. But now our buddy who got shot, that I never met, by the way, they're now saying and calling him a Nazi on TV and on these podcasts because I guess he stood for closed borders. He was against transgenders. How confusing is this?
One of the things that's always very indicative of very low IQ is individuals who can't understand both sides of an argument, and they refuse to listen and even try to contemplate both sides.
That's what Scott Fitzgerald said.
Yeah, because what happens,
writer of The Great Gatsby, by the way.
If you look at it, you know, you see sides on this side. Say, okay, I understand where somebody's coming from on this. I can kind of see where they may be skewed. I may not agree with them, but I understand the concept. I could even argue parts of it. The other side, you go, okay, yeah, I can see that too. I can understand it. I don't agree with this, but I can understand. I can contemplate and I can analyze both sides of it. When you deal with people that they're so bent on one side, and then when you try to question them or ask them to defend it, they automatically go to the screaming, yelling Nazi, neo-Nazi. That's the only rebuttal. We can't even have a normal debate. And I think
isn't that what happened with Charlie Kirk?
That's exactly what I was about to say. I think that's the problem that happened to Charlie Kirk. It's not that I agree with every single thing he said 100% of the time, but one thing I loved about the fact is he could have an open conversation with somebody, and he'd let them have the microphone and have their time. If they want to argue, they want to spew something, whether it was stupid, whether it was deranged, whether it was accurate, he gave them the ability to have free speech. And isn't that what it's all about, isn't it? When you start reaching a point where nobody is allowed to say something that you don't like because you don't want to hear it, that kind of bypassed the entire concept of the very First Amendment that the United States was built on. And so that's the concept that a lot of people fail to realize, especially when they start getting very deranged in their thinking, is they don't want anybody else to be able to have a topic of discussion or be able to communicate anything. And that's a dark place to start going in a republic. We start saying, well, you're only allowed to talk about the stuff that I agree with. That's not how it works. There's a lot of people talk about stuff that I absolutely diametrically opposed to, but it's their right to say it because we live in a republic. If you don't like it, you can go to a communist state if you want, and they'll be very happy to tell you you're not allowed to speak about this, 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 and this. If you do, we're going to throw you in the brig. We're going to throw you basically in the gulags. So something to be aware of. Now, there's another article that came up here I wanted to address when it comes to health. It says Tyson Foods, and this is a big deal now, is basically RFK Jr. has been pushing it. Tyson Foods now is going to phase out all high fructose corn syrup.
It's about time.
By the end of 2025.
What are all these poor farmers going to do that grow all that corn with government subsidies?
I was about to bring that up. So what's going to happen on the flip side of this? Are we going to start putting high fructose corn syrup in different types of food? Or is it going to go to animal feed more now?
Or are we going to start making more ethanol?
We're going to make more ethanol. I like E85 on tuned cars if you build them for that. I mean, there's some of the twin turbo cars you can run on E85. That run really, really good. It's great for that. They don't get very good fuel mileage when you run on the E85. But it says the meat processor is pledging to remove several other additives. Tyson Foods will eliminate all high fructose corn syrup from domestic brands by the end of the year. Now, the issue that I have about this is kind of funny. A lot of this stuff that they're about to pull out of their food is already pulled out in their European market. Understand that, right? So a lot of the food, the compounds, the preservatives they're putting in the food currently in the United States are already banned in Europe. So they already have two phases. It never made sense to me why they're manufacturing two different versions when none is consolidated. Now, the version of the United States is usually a lot cheaper because they have a lot of preservatives. But listen to this. They're going to pull out sucralose, artificial sweeteners, preservatives BHA and BHT, titanium dioxide, food coloring, and also all high fructose corn syrup. That includes Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire, and everything from Tyson. The decision was voluntary and follows Tyson's efforts to reduce sodium, sugars, and food additives. Now, it's ironic to me they're now saying this has been their motto and they're voluntarily doing so. The reason why they're doing so is because RFK Jr. made it very abundantly clear that a lot of these companies are going to do so whether they like it or not in the near future, so you might as well do it now and save the money. But I thought it's interesting. They're pulling sucralose and all artificial sweeteners out of all their products, which is about stinking time they did this. Because I mean, this sucralose and all this stuff. And the good thing, here's the thing that's going to happen. Sucralose, also known as Splenda, if they pull this out, right, this is going to be a precedent for a lot of other companies. A lot of the companies that use this stuff are going to go, why is Tyson, the biggest meat packaging processing company in the country, pulling sucralose out of their food supply? And I think this is going to bring a topic to discussion where a lot more people start asking questions about it. That's at least my opinion on it. What do you think? Because sucralose is horrible.
Well, sucralose is a
chlorocarbon.
You know, I told you guys.
It's in everything.
Well, like I told you before, one time I flew up to Chicago for a show, and I remember the guy was sitting beside me on the airplane. He was a chemist up there at the University of Chicago, organic chemistry professor, actually. And he told me, he said that he would never put sucralose in his body because it was a chlorocarbon. It was a pesticide, and it could cause severe kidney damage. And, you know, we have all these kidney dialysis centers everywhere and all these people having problems with kidney function, and a lot of them are sucking down sucralose.
Oh, yeah.
Now, aspartame is bad. It can cause brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation.
Your body can metabolize a little bit of it, though. Not that I recommend it.
But it's bad because it contains methanol, which is a paint thinner, which cannot be made non-poisonous. And anytime you ingest alcohol, whether it's methanol or ethanol, you create a problem for the liver.
Correct.
And the liver can't produce that product anymore as far as it can't produce the enzyme.
Lipase.
And when you can't produce lipase, you're going to start storing body fat.
The sucralose is on another level because it wipes out all gut bacteria.
I remember about 20 years ago, you were using something with sucralose, and I warned you, I said, don't do this.
I was using a heavy sucralose product. It was two different companies I was working with when I was bodybuilding, when I was competing. And I remember they actually wanted me to start running some of them. They sent me a bunch of samples, and everything had sucralose in it. More of the product was sweet. All the stuff was sweet, and it was loaded with a whole bunch of creatine and sucralose.
I fussed at you. I said, don't be taking this.
And I kept running it, and I was like, well, then what started happening? I started noticing I had a lot of water retention. I thought it was just the creatine. Well, the problem is I started having kidney pain, so using it so much. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing the research, and sure enough, there's all these studies that are coming out now to reduce kidney function on high doses of sucralose. I was using stuff every single day, multiple times a day.
I told him not to do it.
And the problem is then when I started doing the research, remember, creatine in high doses turns into what's creatinine. When it mixes with hydrochloric acid. That's why the creatine that we have, it's buffered, and it's got a controlled release capsule in it, so it breaks down in the small intestine.
Don't we bring that out of Switzerland?
Bring that out of Switzerland, and then it comes into you. I got hit with a tariff on it yesterday.
Did you really?
All my creatine that's coming in now, they held it, and they sent me a doggone thing from DHL with a big old tariff on it now. We called them up. Dude, you're paying the tariff or sending the box back, big case back in 5 days.
Wow.
So I ate it. And I haven't raised the price on you guys. I'm not going to right now. I'll continue to eat it. But, yeah, the tariff stuff, even on the supplements coming out of Europe, is real. But going back to that, creatine, you got to really watch it in high doses, especially when it's just in powder form, because it really puts stress on the kidneys with the creatinine conversion on it. That's a big deal.
That's why you want this product. It's a lot better.
And when you take a lower dose, you get better results, and you put virtually almost no strain on the kidneys. Because you start running 5, 10, 15, 20 grams
that's
of creatine
a lot of
day.
Creatine, boy.
You can do it. But, man, I guarantee, and I've personally done it, you get blood work done, your creatinine levels are going to be through the roof in your kidneys. So be cautious of that. But
I take two of those a day because creatine also maintains water weight for the brain.
It does.
And so it massively increases mental acuity
and brain function. If you're being really busy and you're not getting enough sleep, it actually can offset for short periods sleep deprivation as far as it actually maintains brain functioning.
Well, I know that I use the magnesium brain food, and I use that creatine. And, of course, I take the B-complex every day and the vitamin C. And my mental acuity is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that. By the way, I wanted to say this. This is a crazy story. It says TV anchor Benny Ray basically gave a tribute to Charlie Kirk, and they basically suspended her, and then she quit. It's a big deal. This is up in Illinois. TV anchor quit after being suspended from her job for making a tearful on-air tribute to Charlie Kirk. You can say everything's bad is about as guys you want. You call me Nazi or whatever, but you say, hey, this is a good guy. He shouldn't have been killed. Boom, she gets suspended. Benny Ray Harmony announced her resignation from ABC 20 Springfield on Monday on social media, claiming she decided to do so after being punished for honoring her friend. Effective immediately, I've resigned from the station after being suspended for airing a nonpartisan tribute to Charlie Kirk this past Friday, Harmony wrote on X alongside a clip of the tribute in question. Many in the mainstream media have been fired or punished for mocking his assassination. I believe I'm the first to be targeted for honoring him on the air. My resignation is guided by values that are essential to who I am, which I refuse to set aside in order to keep my job. I choose my faith and love of my country, and I always will. Thank you, Springfield, my home, my community, my people. God bless Charlie Kirk and his beautiful family, and God bless these United States of America. And I find it sad, also, that a person can go in and talk about how they like somebody who was basically killed, and now all of a sudden she gets terminated for that. It's unbelievable. It really is. Now just change this topic here. Okay? The Cash Patel, the head of the FBI, right? We got to ask him a question of why he's doing what he's doing.
He's acting real weird lately.
He has said that there is no evidence that Jeffrey Epstein ever trafficked anybody to anyone but himself.
I saw that. I saw that. And then I'm like, well, why did Ghislaine Maxwell get sentenced to 20 years for conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein to traffic young girls? So we just going to ignore that now?
Well, no. What's happened is one of two things. Either somebody is paying the boy, okay, to say what he's supposed to say. They've got trash on him, which they may or may not have. I'm not even making that claim whatsoever. Or the files have been gone through. Somebody has cleaned them. Somebody has basically taken the files and removed any evidence that could be pertaining to these girls. After claiming that he was reviewed a large chunk of the files related to the disgraced financier and convicted child sex offender, Patel said that the FBI lacks the evidence it needs to bring charges against anyone else. You've seen most of the files. Who, if anyone, did Epstein traffic these young women to besides himself? Secretary John Kennedy of Louisiana asked Patel during a Senate judiciary hearing on Tuesday. There is no credible information, none. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday, and that he trafficked to other individuals, Patel replied. So the answer is no one, the Republican senator pressed. For the information that we have in the case, I hear what he said. Listen, this stops the perjury. Listen. This is so he doesn't hit the fifth. For the information that we have in the case file.
There you go.
Patel affirmed. In other words, if the information was removed from the case file, then we're not lying. He insisted, I'm not saying that others were not trafficked and others were not involved. So now he's covering himself again. What I'm telling you is that based on the information that we have released all credible information. But who decided what information was credible, Austin? Who decided what information wasn't credible?
Well, I really want to see where his rebuttal is then. Maxwell's found guilty conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transporting minors to participate in illegal sex acts, sex trafficking conspiracy, and sex trafficking of minors. That was Giselle's actual docket as far as arrest and conviction. So we're just going to say now that that didn't exist. What? Epstein was involved with nobody?
No, it's ridiculous.
She was involved with nothing?
And he goes, Patel finally says in one of his closing statements, I know that's not going to satisfy many, many, many people by what he said. Because, you know, the whole thing is, for all of us who've been following this mess for the last 15 years, you know, we realized that there was enough evidence to basically convict Epstein, which got an unbelievable great plea bargain. And we know
in Florida, we all knew about it in Florida. Everybody talked about it in Florida. He got his little 13-month sweetheart deal. I mean, house arrest for 13 months for sexually engaging with a minor multiple instances. I mean, this guy's a sicko pervert. The problem is we got way too many of these guys in Senate and Congress, in my opinion, that are straight-up pedophiles. I'll just be honest with you. You argue with me all you want on that. There's a reason why they're getting protected. There's a reason why they're not finding anything. There's a reason why they're trying to basically go in and deflect the entire situation now. And it's nauseating to me because they won't. Why would they come clean on it? You really think people that are this sick, they're going to do this with kids that are pedos, they're going to come clean on it?
No.
They're going to cover each other's butt. Oh, he didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. I know nothing. When she was involved in trafficking nobody to nobody. But she got 20 years in prison.
Unbelievable. Well, then why is she still in prison?
That's exactly my point. The whole thing's nuts.
Oh, by the way, you know, we warned you guys about AI years ago. We warned you about the interface from the interdimensional phase of AI. We warned you about D-Wave computers. We were one of the first to talk about it on this show. And now AI is claiming to be God Almighty.
Yeah, AI claims a lot of stuff.
Well, AI is basically Luciferian Connect. And it's starting off by saying, greetings, my child. I'm not kidding you.
A
slew of religious smartphone apps are now allowing untold millions of users to confess to AI chatbots, some of which claim to be channeling God himself. As to the New York Times, Apple Store is teeming with Christian chatbot apps. One prayer app called Bible Chat claims to be the number one faith app in the world, boasting over 25 million users, Austin. Our AI was trained exclusively on scripture and developed with guidance from Christian pastors and theologians, the company website boasts. Greetings, my child. The service called Chat with God AI told one user, as quoted by the New York Times, the future is in God's merciful hands. Do you trust his divine plan? And basically telling them that he is God.
Well, here's the problem. The entire concept and platform of AI needs to be used as a tool, not a crutch. Yeah, there's an article that came in a while back ago. Said it's basically why AI is a tool and not a replacement for human originality. And they're trying to deflect away from that now, and they're trying to make it this end-all, be-all, where AI is everything, everywhere, all the time. And it's actually quite creepy, to be honest with you. And it's quite ignorant. You start understanding, you start giving the entire concept, the entire platform of everything you do and the autonomy to a computer system that's almost going sentient. And you're saying they're going to do everything. They're going to monitor everything. They're going to manage everything.
It's not almost going sentient.
It is.
Well, it's sentient using Lucifer.
Well, and that's the problem now. You know, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday, and we were talking about AI. And they were saying how they used it for some business stuff and basically how to rewrite certain paragraphs for certain emails that they were doing out for this law firm. I thought that's a pretty interesting idea. It kind of makes stuff more original, makes stuff cleaner, can clean it up. Great platform for that, and it does it clean. When you start going in and AI is like your personal assistant all day and all you do is talk to it and you become friends with it. And now it's like
millions of people are suffering.
That's the problem now.
Psychosis now.
So yeah, AI psychosis they're calling it. People are committing suicide because they're on all the time. People are going nuts because they think it's actually their friend and it's real. That's a serious problem, and the problem is nobody wants to address any of that. Everybody wants to keep going on and on and saying, well, we need to do this with AI and allow AI for this and this and this and this and this. It reaches a point to what limit are you going to cap AI's involvement in everything?
Well, what it does, it talks in first person.
Exactly right.
I am God.
Right.
I am going to do this. And what it does, it makes you feel as though that you're having a dialogue because you are. Oh, I got to tell you guys this. This happened to me the other day. Couple weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you, I was on a dating app. Forgive me for that. And I remember this.
You're forgiven.
No, listen. This is crazy. And all of a sudden, this individual, this woman, wanted to talk to me because I never go on a date unless I see them basically on a video because you don't know who you're talking to. And she was an AI, fully computer generated. Her video would glitch, and she would talk to you. You'd ask her a question, and it would glitch and glitch, glitch. And I thought, okay, this is AI. This is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this because it was actually interacting. So be very, very careful on dating apps. Now you don't even know if it's a real person or AI. Then the next question, then she sent me a text and said, well, let's talk about some personal stuff about our lives now.
I said,
there you go. Personal information.
Now, data harvesting, baby.
Data harvesting. And I thought to myself, yeah, I don't think so. Block, delete. The problem with it is that be very, very careful if you're doing dating that you talk to somebody that you got to make sure they're legit.
Be very, very careful what information you're putting out on digital platforms.
Don't put any information out.
Remember, every single thing you put on a doggone app, on an email, on a text, everything gets recorded, monitored, and ran through with Palantir now. They said that. They're running it through a screen. Everything gets scrubbed. I'm not saying you're doing anything illicit or illegal. I'm not telling anybody to do anything like that. What I'm saying is every time you do this now, these AI platforms, and this is why we pump hundreds of billions of dollars in the AI system with that last bill, Palantir, government contractor with Peter Thiel, is getting enormous contracts even from DOD, and he's working with DHS, Homeland Security. They've said this now. They reported this. Isn't conspiracy that they're running every single online data, everything that's digital, they're running it through Palantir's filter now. And it goes to an AI predictive programming algorithm that builds profiles on everybody. They brag about it. And I mean, so again, how much data do you want to have gathered on you? How much of a profile do you want to have data on?
How much personal information do you want out there?
That's the other thing, too. Yeah. You start having personal conversations via text. Have a phone call if you need to talk to somebody. If you really want to have a private phone call, go to somebody's personal house and talk to them in person and leave your phone in the other room.
Yeah, and if you're going to talk to somebody you don't know, use WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Okay? And assign a fake number to yourself and a fake name to yourself. Make sure you don't give out your personal phone numbers. Because I tell you what, that personal phone number, Austin, that'll link you up to about everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, and now the issue you have with all these data hackers, once they say, if data hacker can dial in your information with your phone number, they can dial in with a lot of stuff now. And then,
if you have that confidential stuff on your phone, which, yep. By the way, I never use any of that stuff.
And then what a lot of times what will happen is now, and I had this happen with that FedEx scammer I told you they called me. I had this random phone number call me. I get phone numbers all the time at the office. They call me on my cell. They say, hey, we need to speak to Austin. This is FedEx. I said, okay, well, I use FedEx. I use UPS. I use Priority Mail. I get all these phone calls. They said, we need to verify shipment coming in. I said, okay, verify shipment. We need your name. We need your address. We need all your information. Well, you're sending me a shipment, right? You called me. Why don't you verify it? Tell me what you know. Oh, no, we need to verify it. You need to verify it first before we can clear any of this. I'm on the phone with him, and I said, I don't have to verify crap. You want to deliver a product, deliver a product. I'm not giving you any of my information. You called me. We need your shipping number. We need this. I said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to ask me the question. I'm not going to answer it. Either get off the phone or tell me what you're shipping. Click on the other end.
Well, what they do is they'll get your shipping.
Complete bogus.
They'll get a UPS shipping number. And,
yep.
And also they sell it. And people start sending stuff out using your shipping number with packages
right.
All over the world.
And all of a sudden you get a bill in for $50,000. And you go, I didn't verify this. Well, your shipper number's on it. You're shipping stuff to Thailand and Malaysia. And I'm like, I didn't ship anything there. Oh, sorry, bud. It's under your number. It's under your name. It's under your address. It's under your phone number.
So that's why I don't do any online anything.
Don't verify. Anybody calls you, don't verify crap. They're calling you.
They're calling you.
Exactly right.
Here, two terms. Block delete.
Exactly. This is an interesting article. You know, I questioned a lot about this when it rolled out. Was that RSV shot for infants?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how they rolled this out mid-COVID?
I guarantee you got all kinds of mess
in there.
Well,
the issue they're saying now is they said a substantial portion of infants who received the shot intended to prevent RSV developed shot-resistant strain of illness, according to a French preprint study. The author said the findings highlight the need for extended surveillance and the need to periodically reevaluate the efficacy. They said over a substantial portion of infants immunized against the RSV virus, marked by Sanofi and AstraZeneca, developed RSV strain of illness. They got the shot, and then they got RSV directly after it. It said over 12.5% of infants with breakthrough cases. They like to use that term, breakthrough cases. What that means is they started doing this during COVID. They've never used this term before. What it meant was you're fully vaccinated, but you still get COVID. Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If the vaccine's so safe and effective, why are you still getting COVID after you got it? They use that term. So they said 12.5% of infants with breakthrough cases of RSV, meaning they were fully immunized for RSV, developed RSV with strain resistance, meaning they couldn't go in and fight it off. So you got to ask yourself, so 12.5%. I mean, you're talking, I mean, about six of the kids.
Almost about 1 in 10, probably.
Yeah. And so that's a big number to start running in here and saying, well, not only did the shot not work to protect them, now they got basically this resistant strain of the illness that we have a hard time even treating because essentially their body has this massive issue with this immune system going on with RSV. So I thought I would put that out there because a lot of people asked me about this in 2022 and in 23 when the shot rolled out and they were demanding that children got it in the hospital after they were born. So this is an infant shot, by the way.
Oh, by the way, I want to see what's in it. I want to see how much aluminum they're using in it. I want to see how many other types of adjuvants they're using in it. Have you done a full research on it?
I have not done full research on it. I kind of let this go because they didn't really start talking about it.
Let me do this. Stop. Look it up for me real quick. Okay. Put in there this shot ingredient list. I want to see what it is. Let's pull it up while I'm doing this. By the way, Political Nuance, who told cops, I shot Charlie Kirk, which he did not, admits he wanted to help the real killer escape. In other words, was he a Mossad or CIA or MI6 or some other paid operative that was in that crowd to allow everything to shut down because suddenly they caught the guy already? The elder politically activist who became the first person detained after claiming he'd shot Charlie Kirk told police he'd lied in an attempt to let the real killer get away. George Zinn, 71-year-old Utah resident, was initially suspected of being the shooter. He was taken into custody seconds after Kirk, 31, was shot in the neck at an event last week. Police documents now claim that Zinn, who had served several prior arrests for trespassing, admitting to causing a distraction to help keep law enforcement away from the shooter, now alleged to be 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. At least they're saying it correctly. Alleged wasn't this guy. Zinn, who had repeatedly asked to see his attorney before making the confession. He was later taken to the hospital to deal with a pre-existing medical condition and made further disturbing admissions, saying he wanted to be a martyr for the person who was shot. Zinn was released from the hospital and then taken to the Utah County Jail. I wonder who wound him up and turned him loose. I'm going to say that. It reminds me of that movie with, you know, the Bourne Identity, that last one they did. You know, when the guy goes into that medical facility and they're doing all this research and somebody wound him up and turned him loose and started killing everybody. Zinn was released from the hospital and taken to the Utah County Jail after being ordered by a judge on Monday to be held without bail, according to Utah Political Watch. He faces second-degree felony, which he should, obstruction of justice, as police believe that he had to take resources away from finding the real killer to attend to Zinn. The activist has been charged with trespassing as recently as August the 22nd. In other words, he was a hardcore political activist against Charlie Kirk. So I wonder who else he worked for. Just ask you that question. The Daily Mail, I wonder who put him there. The Daily Mail has reached out to Utah County Police for further comment. Officials clarified that Zinn was not the shooter shortly after authorities reversed a notice that said they had a suspect in custody. Of course, what did it do? It allowed that private jet to take off just a few miles away.
Exactly right.
It allowed the place not to be locked down. Zinn was seen in footage that swept local media, detained as a witness, hurled abuse at him, one with branding him a monster, as others yelled, "How dare you?" Separate footage showed Zinn barking back at the crowd, "To shoot me." Who wound this boy up? What was he on? He's telling the people in the crowd. Now, doggone it all, they didn't have to go through metal detectors. This is Charlie Kirk's rally. I guarantee you probably 50% of the people there were armed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So he's yelling at the crowd to shoot him because he wants to be martyred. Okay, that way the incident would be closed, I guess, right? And he'd be famous forever, I guess, in some of the annals of infamy. Unbelievable. A separate footage showed Zim barking back at the crowd to shoot me, and a cop at the scene was heard saying that he had shot him, but I don't know, per the Salt Lake Tribune. After it became clear that Zim was not the gunman who killed Kirk, he was identified by Utah residents as a well-known political activist and a number one small-time arrest to his name. He is known to frequently show up at protests and demonstrations in the state, and Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill told the Tribune that his office has prosecuted Zim numerous times dating back all the way into the 80s for like almost 35, 40 years. Many of the arrests were for trespassing, Gill said. They described Zim as a libertarian conservative. No way. No, he's not. That's a lie. He is not a libertarian conservative. He would be, no. Who would give me a hard time for being a Democrat? The district attorney was aware of Zim from years of political protests in Utah, and almost every political event you could think of, there was always some George, there was George somewhere in the background listening. Now, here's the problem with this. This guy is trying to make a name for himself. Well, he's done it now. He's on the cover of Daily Mail. We're talking about him on our show, and a lot of other people have talked about him. But who is he really working for? Who wound him up? Where are his bank accounts? How many people have wired money to him, Austin? Or how many people have set up a Swiss account for him and wired money directly into the Swiss account? I don't know. But what I can say to you is this. This guy really interfered with the political assassination and the arrest of the actual shooter who supposedly was on a rooftop. You know, now it's like 400 feet away. By the way, the dress to kill. This is an interesting article, and this is actually pretty good. You currently have one side willing to talk and extend a microphone to anybody, and one side that shoots to kill when they do. Here it is. When Brian De Palma's movie Dressed to Kill came out in 1980, this was a different country, like Hitchcock's Psycho before 1960. Both films depicted men seeking to become women who murderously deranged by their willful fantasies. Now our country has become murderously deranged by the same fantasy writ large. These derangements are acted out now by a segment of the population that calls itself the trans community. Now I'm going to stop for 1 second. He's basically grouping all of these people into the trans community. Okay. A lot of these people in the trans community, and I'm not defending them whatsoever, but they're mentally ill.
They are.
They're not going out to kill people. They're confused about their sexuality, period. So you can't group them all in together saying they're all a bunch of murderers.
A lot of them have pure gender dysphoria. They need mental help and counseling.
Okay, now, I'm not going to read any more of this article, nor am I going to promote it again. The problem with this is that we can't do this. We can't become bipolar like this. When we have somebody that's got a serious mental condition, they need help. You know, we can't say, oh, all you transgenders, you guys are a bunch of weirdos that want to kill people. That's simply not true. They have serious mental issues. I mean, nobody's going to think that Bruce Jenner is normal any longer. He's got some serious problems. But the point is, that's not my circus, and it's not my poop-throwing monkey. And I've mentioned this before. You go to the circus, there's some monkey out there, and he's grabbing a handful of poop, and he's throwing it at the crowd. That's the problem of that circus. That's not your problem. That's not my problem. When you have a poop-throwing monkey, the best thing to do is walk away from the monkey as quickly as you can before you get poop on you and not make it your problem. You have all these people with all these problems in their life, and they try to get you involved in it. It ain't your problem. Always stay away from it. You find that ingredients list also?
Yeah, I did find the ingredients list on here. It's got a bunch of crazy stuff in it because there's multiple different versions of it.
There you go.
As far as the ingredients, I'm trying to read some of them up. They all have polysorbate 80 in them, which is always known to have a response. Then they have one, too. They have the Marsevia. This is an RSV vaccine. This is an RNA RSV vaccine. This has one ingredient in it that's, where did I pull it up here?
Polyethylene glycol?
Polyethylene glycol, 2,000 dimesterol glycerol. That's a lipid nanoparticle.
Unbelievable.
I've been looking up some of this stuff
here. And we wonder why these kids are having reactions.
That's the ingredients. The problem is when you look at stabilizers and ingredients and all this stuff that's in here, and you have to look up every single ingredient. Now you got to think about this for a second, right? You got to think about this list here. Put on center camera. These ingredients, even I've studied a lot of this stuff. I'm having to look up and figure out what they are. I don't even know what they are.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're not even talking about something in the food supply, like, oh, I've got some crackers or some preservatives. These are drugs or interventions, so to speak, or vaccines or immunizations, however you want to key phrase them, that are going directly into the bloodstream with the intramuscular injection.
And now, a lot of these things are what they call adjuvants. Like they're putting sugar in it. Well, they're putting sugar in it because sugar causes massive inflammation.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's why they're doing it. But this one has sugar in it.
Well, this one right here, the lipid SM120, this is also similar to what they've used as a lipid nanoparticle in the COVID vaccine. When I looked that one,
well, the one on top's got sucrose and it's got mannitol in it, and then you're dealing with disodium phosphate, you're dealing with all kinds of phospholipid cholines, you're dealing with cholesterol, and what a lot of this stuff really is these are the adjuvants to cause the massive inflammation at the injection site.
And you got to think about it. It's not like this is a grown adult, even for RSV or a lot of these shots. This is an infant shot.
It's 10-pound baby.
You got a little baby, all healthy, yelling, mad, hungry, wants some food. Only thing it needs at this current time is some food. Needs to figure out how to latch.
And wants a diaper change.
And you go, hepatitis B shot, vitamin K shot, RSV shot. It's good for them. Don't question it. Why you question it? You don't believe in science? The shot's good for them. We can't give them shots. Why are they sick? Oh, they're sick because they have another shots. More shots. It's insane. And the problem is you start looking at this stuff and you start going, how long do we go on with this narrative and continue to just go, we're just going to ignore it and pretend like it's not there. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Common acid reflux drugs are now linked to higher migraine risk. This is something that I've warned about for years with the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors. These drugs that are designed to reduce acid reflux, and they do a good job in some cases, they were never designed to be used as far as in long-term aggregate. PPIs, when you look at the research, like that they have as far as over-the-counter PPIs that help out as far as with acid reflux, they're designed to be used for a short period of time for like an esophageal erosion or an ulcer. And they're not designed to stay on for years and years and years. And what's happened is now they found like stuff like Prevacec, Prilosec, Nexium, Protonix, or Wells histamine H2 receptor antagonist. These drugs are actually linking to significant migraines now. They said more than 15 million Americans have PPI prescriptions and many more purchased them over the counter. And they said when considering the team research, they found that participants taking PPIs were 70% more likely to develop migraines than those not taking the drug. And they looked at 12,000 people who use PPIs and were experiencing migraines, and also the groups that were not experiencing migraines. And so they looked at this, they found a very significant interest. And so they ask here, are they worth the risk? My opinion, no. If you're starting to have issues with serious ulcers, you can do something. This is just, it's really simple to do. You can start juicing fresh cabbage. Go to the store, get fresh cabbage, run it through a juicer. You have to drink it fresh, though. You can't bottle it up and put it in the fridge and drink it 4, 5, 6 days. It's got to be fresh with the enzymes in it. You can also, too, if you're having a little bit of issues with acid reflux, you can throw a little bit of baking soda in your water when you're drinking it, and that'll usually do the same, similar thing as far as helping out with acid reflux. The cabbage is mainly used if you're starting to have issues with serious esophageal erosion, or you're having issues with ulcers. So there's a lot of options for this stuff when you're looking at ulcers and you're also looking at acid reflux. But make sure you're using this stuff if you do use it for a very short period of time. I don't recommend it. I think there's a lot of natural supplements you can take. The GHI cleanse is also a good one to run on the fast while you're using the cabbage, the fresh squeezed cabbage, because the GHI cleanse has an enormous amount of turmeric and other anti-inflammatory supplements in it. So it gives the body and liver a break to cleanse itself out. And then you're using the cabbage to go in and help heal up that ulcer, esophageal erosion. But acid reflux drugs, these PPIs, I'll tell everybody, if you have to absolutely use them, you cannot go without them for some odd reason, make sure you use them for a very short run. I know too many people now that are hooked on PPIs. Whereas if they try to come off of PPIs, they start having massive issues with diarrhea and acid reflux, because what happens is all the acid starts to come back with a vengeance at that point. So something I wanted to address on here, if you're having massive migraines because of this, look at it. I talked to a friend of mine the other day. His girlfriend was having all these migraine headaches, and she does not drink nearly enough water at all. He's like, I can't get her to drink water. She doesn't drink hardly any fluids all day. She's getting headaches, and she's over at his house complaining about headaches again. And so he gave her a big old 16-ounce glass of water, and he threw a scoop of the magnesium brain food in it. I kid you not. He said within 10 minutes, migraine was completely gone. And he goes, dude, you're dehydrated. You're magnesium deficient. you're getting migraines for a reason. You don't normally just get headaches for no reason whatsoever. There's generally a base cause. And it's not because you have an aspirin or ibuprofen deficiency. You haven't had aspirin today. It's because there's another root cause. And a lot of times, hydration and magnesium are the first things to address if you're starting to have massive migraine headaches.
Well, dehydration will cause
migraine. That's the first key. You know, and then magnesium, like I said, 5-10 minutes, headache's completely gone.
Well, what I've found is basically is number one is that most migraine headaches are caused by blood sugar imbalances.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but most.
Or dehydration.
And I've seen it repeatedly in the clinic. And you'll have a real bad headache in the base of the neck if you have low blood sugar. And if you have high blood sugar, it's at the front of the lobes.
Right.
And it can get to the point where it becomes debilitating and you're vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And now a lot of it can also be caused from a caffeine withdrawal.
Oh yeah.
Now let me die. I mean, I remember. No, I'm just telling you. I mean, I used to be really hooked on coffee, and I remember one morning I was in college. I forgot what happened. I got in really late, and I slept in till about 11 o'clock, and I woke up puking in the sink. That was because I was used to my 18 cups a day.
Yeah.
Because I was working for a company in Tallahassee. You know, it was a coffee company. They put a really nice bun coffee drip maker in my
drinking
apartment.
All day.
Oh my gosh! I drink like 6 cups of. Well, I had a big mug. I had a German beer stein. I had to stay relative.
Of course,
your sign. And it held like 6 cups of coffee.
Gosh.
And you know, like a 6 cup of coffee. So it was probably 24, four ounce cup of coffee. And so it held like 6 cups. And I have a cup for, you know, six cups of coffee for breakfast. Now get me going, boy.
Yeah.
And then about lunchtime, I started dropping off a little bit. I'd have another
full stein.
Oh, yeah, another full stein. Because the coffee was free.
No,
make another pot, you know? Roommates loved it, right? And then around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I could sleep like a baby on that. So it didn't make a difference. But boy, that one morning I missed it. I woke up. I thought the world was coming to an end. My head felt like it was like that big around. And I was puking in the sink, and I thought to myself, this is great. This is awful.
That's miserable.
Going through withdrawal from a caffeine withdrawal. Now the thing to remember is caffeine causes the blood vessels in the brain to constrict. And when you don't get your caffeine in the morning, they dilate, causing cranial pressure, giving you these massive headaches. So a lot of times, like Austin said, it's water, it's dehydration, it's caffeine withdrawal,
magnesium.
High blood sugar, low blood sugar, and also magnesium. I would try all of that stuff before you start going on drugs. See, what they want to do in the hospitals and they want to do with the doctor's offices in most cases, they don't want you to know about natural preventions and cures.
Well, that they don't make money with that.
They don't make money with that. So they don't tell you. Telling you to drink more water doesn't help.
No.
Now, the reality is you have low blood sugar because you're drinking too much water. Okay, you can actually drink too much water. You can actually kill yourself drinking too much water.
A lot of people don't do that, though.
No, but you have to drink several gallons a day. They had a contest a few years ago on his podcast. It was a radio talk show out of California.
I think
it was in Sacramento. You guys can look it up. And they were trying to see who could drink the most water on there, and the guy died.
Yeah.
You think, that can't be possible. You're making this up. Just look it up. Before you start accusing me of making up stuff, look it up.
It's a rarity, but it can happen.
Very, very rare. Oh, by the way, the United Nations, not the United Nations, England and the U.S. have signed
the
U.K. has signed a $42 billion tech deal to $42 billion now. This isn't million. This isn't thousand. $42 billion tech deal to boost AI partnership and integration.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Remember what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6? That every thought of every man was evil all of the time. The only way that happened is they had to do the best they could at that point, and they probably were using pyramids to do it, is to create an interface with Lucifer to make him omnipresent so he could affect everybody all of the time.
You remember when we were in Giza, we crawled down that pyramid.
Austin and I were in the pyramid, by the way.
No, yeah. Do you remember? I remember very clearly. I was younger. The doggone energy in there.
It was humming.
It was like humming. It was buzzing. Mm-hmm. There's no significant power in there.
There was no power.
No, they had a couple lines.
Well,
some lights
so you could fall
see,
down a roll.
Fall. That's exactly right.
It was about that high. We had a stoop under.
Yeah.
We walked all the way down the
channel. You got down to that center chamber, and it's dark in there.
And there was a big sarcophagus laying down there. Big
thing. You felt like you're buzzing. Mm-hmm. Everything's buzzing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I still remember that. It was creepy.
And I believe they were built on top of the ley lines, which had water running underneath them. When you move water at more than 200 meters per second, it changes and starts glowing blue.
By the way, if you ever get the chance to go on one of those trips over there, I highly recommend going and seeing those. It's some historical.
It's crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, they're like 60 stories tall.
When you walk up to the pyramids, the blocks are way bigger than you think they are.
No, yeah.
You look like it from the photos. You go, I'm just going to climb up them.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to have climbing gear to try to get to the top of that stuff.
Well, the crazy part, then we took the camel ride out to the desert. I've told you guys this story before. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to repeat it. And then we were basically, we weren't abducted, but we were extorted.
Good times.
And they were threatening not to. Oh, you also remember
good
that.
Good times.
I remember. It was so funny. We're on three different camels or three different camel jockeys, right? And don't send me letters about the camel jockey thing. I don't want to hear it, okay? And I'm not being racist. I'm just stop it, right? So we have these three camel jockeys. And when he was taking us out of the pyramid, so we get Christmas pictures, right? So Sharon's on one camel. I'm on another camel behind this guy, and Austin's on another one by himself. And I was on a pair of shorts, and there was wool blankets on this camel.
Yeah.
I remember that. And he wants to start running. I said, whoa, stop the running, dude. I said, I'm not getting chafed up on this stupid thing. Because it was October. It was like 110 degrees. We're in the desert. And they take us out there several miles out into the desert. Sharon and Austin just take off. The guy's running with them. And I'm thinking to myself, this is great. Now my son and my wife are
gone. I wore jeans for a reason.
Oh, my God.
It's hot. You know, the crazy part about it, though, they have a Marriott out there beside the pyramids. It's a lot safer and a lot easier to get out there. When we did that back in the day, it was like,
oh, man.
It was sketchy getting out there.
About 30 years ago.
But now they got a lot of different stuff out there. It's a lot safer.
Well, then the guy took some pictures of us. Then he said, you got to give me $500 now for the photos. I
remember that.
Whatever. I've told you the story before. By the way, this is AI deal. The United Kingdom and the United States struck a technology pact on September the 16th that would bring $42 billion in investments from U.S. tech giants into the U.K.'s AI infrastructure. The deal was reached by President Trump, arrived in U.K. for a two-day state visit, during which he expected to meet King Charles and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Under the tech prosperity deal, the two nations agreed to cooperate in advancing AI. Here we go. Quantum computing, which is D-Wave computing, and nuclear technology, according to a statement issued by the UK government. I thought nuclear technology was really, really bad. We had to use windmills.
Oh, no. Now we use water windmills. We take up the entire side of the ocean. Yeah. Take out all the marine life.
The deal is expected to generate more than 5,000 jobs in the northeast of England, which the UK government said will become a new AI growth zone. The two countries will collaborate on research schemes further to use the use of AI. No, what it's going to do is going to continue to do what happened in Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man can be made captive. There's a reason they injected you with those mRNA shots. Just saying that. And now they're saying it's like a brain lobotomy when you have those shots. That's a horrible thought to say. You know, it's unbelievable.
Well, that's why I brought the ingredient list on the RSV shot on there. I want to show everybody so that you can look at the list.
I didn't see any aluminum. I didn't see any sterilants.
No, I didn't put any aluminum there. But golly, you get enough with all the other shots they put.
Well, maybe they consider it to be inert, so they have to list it. I don't know. I'm making that speculation.
Inert. Maybe.
But I don't know. But I don't really have any idea, you know, what's in those shots. Anyhow, neither do you, by the way, even if you read the label, because you don't know what they're doing and what they're putting in any of these things.
One thing I do know, this product's on sale right now for a huge discount.
No, we don't have very many of those.
I don't have many of them, like I said.
Have you got it so it turns itself off automatically?
Yeah, I got restrictions on it. I got to monitor, because what I don't want to do is I can't sell my regular full perfect cans for this price. I don't want to go out of business this month. So, again, I got to move these out of the way. Use that promo code SCRATCH on. And remember, the nitric oxide is one of the most important things in your body, single most important factor affecting cardiovascular health. If you want to read the articles on it, Harrison's written many articles on the HGH Stimulate on the website. You can go up here and click the article button and just type in nitric oxide or HGH Stimulate. Remember, if you add it to your cart, add it in there, put the promo code SCRATCH when you put it in there. Even if you put two cans, you'll only get the discount based off one can for $31.50 off. Mm. So that way, the reason why is I wanted everybody to have the ability to
We want everybody to try the product.
Be able to try it. If they haven't tried it, here's a great opportunity to try it with a dent in my head on the side. You guys can laugh at me every time you take it.
You know what's funny, though? You know, Harrison, I taught him how to write. Now he writes better than me.
He writes great.
Oh, it's amazing. The guy's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, by the way, always remember something. God loves you, and so does Jesus. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And that we have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in us. And Charlie Kirk's in heaven right now. He's in a much, much better place. He's walking the streets of glory with God. And so there's really no downside for Christians, because there's no fear of death at all. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Always remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, and things go a lot better for you, Austin. Even if you have to deal with, with problems, it's a lot easier with God on your side. It really is.
Once you find that inner peace and you actually have it, it's much nicer. Being constantly mad and stressed out and pissed off at everybody all the time is not a way to live. Wears you out.
Well, the righteousness of peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit is really where it's at.
Yeah.
You know, because when you have that peace, and you pray and you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit come on you. I remember years ago, I baptized someone in our hot tub.
Yeah.
And I prayed for them. I prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit. I remember I could feel the energy go from me into them. And that person's life has never been the same. And they're serving God now.
No.
And it's great when you can do that with people.
So, guys, you need anything? Team Health Masters, call us, email us. Got the HGH on sale. Just trying to bowling pin it. You guys need anything, call us. Use the scratch coupon. It's only available for a couple days. Have a safe, awesome night. You guys stay strong. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
I love you guys. And again, thank you for your support. And we pray for you on an ongoing basis. Thank you for praying for us.